in all the churches, suffer not a woman to speak. Suffer not a woman to teach. Now, what would happen if a woman shut her mouth? What would happen? The world would be a much less blessed place. It'd be a much less free place. And it would certainly drive all the women crazy and the men too. They couldn't possibly be shut. You couldn't shut your mouth. But that's what King James says. Women, keep silence. That means, honey, if you don't understand plain English, shut your cotton-picking mouth. And there are many other things like that. So I only brought those out to say, when I get up and tell you that I am here representing the very highest manifestation of God, I am here demonstrating the Word made flesh. The only reason you say it's not so is because somebody told you it can't be. And yet, if you really read your Bible and read it correctly, you'll see that it is very definitely so. Genesis 32:30, Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for he had seen God face to face, and his life was preserved because he wrestled with him all night, didn't know who he was, but it was God in a body that he was wrestling with. So there are good things there that can be brought out. You say, well, how do you know the good from the different? By a prophet. A prophet. You need apostles, pastors, teachers, prophets, evangelists for the perfecting of the saints. You can't get perfected without a spokesman from heaven. That's why we've got the need. We need so desperately oracles, beautiful oracles. And I don't see, as I said, the only minister I've seen except Brother Jackson who's here is that brother over there from Bakersfield that passed the cancer a couple of weeks or a month ago. I've seen one like him. You don't see him. They've bowed their knees to Baal. They've sold out their soul for a mess of pottage. They've sold their birthright. You can't get a preacher. You have to travel 500 miles to find one that hasn't sold out. It's almost that bad.
Because I wouldn't know any place to stop, only in Bakersfield with that brother.
And I guess that's where he's from, Bakersfield. His spirit bears witness with my spirit. And there's some others.
I see you back there. A couple of them, little buildings too.
But I'll tell you, you know it's the truth. They'll sell short.
Sell short for anything.
They look at that Cadillac, and then they look at the people. They look at that Cadillac, and the Cadillac wins every time. Every time. No, it's the truth. You've got to have a preacher. How can you hear without the faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, and the word of God will discern the thoughts. Hebrews 4:12 tells you what I'm doing. It discerns the thoughts of the mind, the intents of the heart. It will separate soul from spirit, quick and powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword. Will divide the bone from the marrow, the bone from the marrow, just as I did this week, separating that woman in San Francisco yesterday, separating the bone from the marrow, healing her when she'd been crippled for 33 years. Oh, yeah, God Almighty. If you want to know what I am, you read Hebrews 4:12. You'll find out what I am. Well, you say, what's the word? Let's go back. In the beginning, John, the first chapter, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word was and is made flesh and dwells amongst you. How much you need to see what I'm saying to you today. How much you need to hear this vivid reality and get it in your soul, because it'll make you free. This woman that's standing beside me, been married to me for 20-some years. You think this woman would have stood beside me? She's very straight when it comes to things like that. You look at her face. Do you think she would have upheld me if I am not what I say I am? Do you think that this woman would have stood by me all these years if I'm not what I say I am? Oh, no, she wouldn't have. Oh, no, she had to have it proven to her, because she too thought it was up there until she saw me go through walls and saw me when she was given up to die, when her back was crippled and she was laying on a back in traction, and they said her spine would never be able to walk again. And I said, you shall live. And I touched her and she got out of her bed and walked. She had to have it proven to her. She had to have it proven to her. And I don't blame you for having to have it proven to you. So stick around. Stick around. Just come more than once. Stick around. And you'll find that you will not be dismayed. You'll find the truth. The more you get around, the more you'll see the truth. And the more you know the truth, the more it'll set you free. Yes, it's the same God that spoke to Exodus 24 and said, then went up Moses, Aaron, Nadab, and Ahu, and 70 of the elders of Israel, and they saw God. Exodus 33, and the Lord God spoke unto Moses face to face as a man speaketh to his friend. Exodus 33, and I will take away mine hand, and thou shalt see my back parts. That means you'll see the hind end of God. That's what he said. But you shall not see my face, because you're not prepared to see it. Isaiah 7:20, in the same day, God himself shall shave with a razor. I think I have said enough. Matthew 28:20 says, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Now I'm either with you or I'm not with you. I have said that this spirit that calls out the sick will always be in this chair. I will always be there. May not just look just exactly the same. I will always be in this chair. I have promised you that. That I will never leave you nor forsake you. Say, what's this chair got to do with it? Nothing. I just happen to be sitting in it, and I intend to sit here. I intend to sit here because the time has come that God shall rule the nations and establish justice in the land of the people. Say, I don't wish to believe that. I wish you did, because it's a truth. But if you don't wish to believe it, I'm not going to try to argue with you, but I'm going to tell you one thing. You'll have to be a hypocrite if you go out saying you believe everything that's in the Bible from now on. Because I just proved to you, and if you're too stubborn that you won't read this, then there's no hope for you anyway.
Don't you?
Now, when I was speaking a while ago and telling you about what I am, some of you sit down and you looked astonished. Others were on their feet. And if you notice the people on their feet, many of them I looked at, they had been... How many in this room have died and I've restored to life just today? Not in nearly all of our congregation. How many? There's a pastor's wife there. She was dead. There's a woman back there that they said couldn't live without a pacemaker. She died last week. Yes, there's a brother there over there. See all these hands? They were dead. All in the room. Some are in the aisles. One of the sisters bringing you the pictures that are so blessed. That's why she does it. She's crippled. She was also crippled for years. She died. That's why she takes to you now, walks all around. Her heart was supposed to be so bad, she couldn't do that. She fell dead, and I restored her to life. There she is. She was dead, brought to life. I'm telling you, dead. I mean dead. You can say what you want to. Read in a few weeks, you're going to see it in a national paper. It's going to go from magazine all over this United States. It's going to show a picture of a woman and going to say, Prophet Jones raised them from the dead. You're going to see it. The prophet that raises the dead. It's going to be all over the United States. You hear? You hear what I say? So I might as well tell it now, because it's going to be out in 3 million and 12 million families are going to read it in just a matter of some days. 12 million are going to read. There is one in Redwood Valley that though they were dead, yet shall they live. It'll be there. That's not supposition, that's knowledge. But it'll be there, and you can then know that I'm not going to be able to withhold the truth any longer. People are going to find their way to this truth. We're going to keep this truth before the minds of the people. And why not? Because when people see God in me, they reproduce God in themselves. If you see me as the other fellow, if you see me as the devil sitting up here, you're going to be the meanest devil when you get through with this meeting that you ever were. Because you, what you see is what you get. See me as God. Say, how do you feel when you're preaching this? Never do I feel so good. I can feel. Every time I have to water down and work with people, and I see a bunch of people there that are not able to take it, and I love people, I don't want to upset them, but when I go through speaking in parables, and you're very rare experience today, because I'm not giving you one parable. I'm just laying it out just like it's plain as a day. I'm just laying it out so you can smell it, breathe it, and see it. But sometimes I'll speak in parables. And when I speak in parables, inside I'll be choked up and my chest will feel tight. But when I say, I am the I am. When I say, I am God. When I say, I am God. When I say, I am God. Who come on my son down here? Who come on my son down here? When I say, I am God, then I feel strength well up within my
soul, and I see it well up in you, and I see the sick healed, and the blind see, and the dead raised. You want to know how I feel? I never feel so good as when I say, I am God. Who am I saying that I keep? Never do I feel so good, because I'm telling the whole truth, nothing but the truth, and I feel the strength flow from me and transmit to you. And if you are in that consciousness, you'll feel the quickening in your body, and the aches and the pains, the sickness and the disease, even now, will begin to disappear. The achy joints will begin to move, the crippled legs will begin to walk, crippled back pains, the arthritis will begin to be free as the spirit of the consciousness of the presence of God heals and satisfies every good desire. Oh, I never feel so good as when I tell the truth that I am has sent me. I'm going to keep on saying it. You want a scripture for it? Jesus says there are 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. That means there are 30% God. That's the seed that falls in good ground. A whole lot of seed falls out in these old churches. They never come up because they're out in parched ground and stony ground. They never get anything. They never resurrect the Christ. See, that's the beauty of God. As you think in your mind, so are you. You say, in my mind, if I thought I was God, you'd be that. Yes, if you pay the price, sell out to self, mortify the deeds of the body, because you can do just exactly what it was said in the scripture. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Jesus said, upon the scenes of time, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Didn't say a mind like Jesus's, it said the same mind. Let the same mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of a slave considered it not robbery to be equal with God, equal with God, equal with God. Now it's what you think. That's what I said. Old Flip's not far wrong. What you see, what you get. What you think is what you are. If you think you're a slave, then you're a slave. If you think you're a jackass, then you're a jackass. But if you think you're a temple of the Holy Ghost, if you think you're the body of God, if you think you're the Holy Ghost, then that's what you are. See Elder Reverend Jackson there standing just a moment. He saw me as God. His leg was broken. Because he saw me as God, I rushed through the scenes and told him what was there. I told him what he saw. I wasn't there in the natural, as you would see the natural, but I transmitted myself through the earth and through the ether waves because he expected me. I showed up, and the moment I came, the healing took place, and his leg was healed. Though he's nearly 90 years of age, his leg was healed instantaneously because he saw me as God, God, God. Mother Laternal, who preaches to you every day, their middle 80s, just now got married to Brother Kleinheist, saw me as God. She was crippled from a fall. She saw me, this white-haired sister, saw me as God. And the moment she did, the crippling went away. The very moment it went away, because she saw her God and she reproduced her God in herself. How beautiful it is. I cannot make you see it, but I'd like for every one of you to be as one at 90 and she at 80, or Sister Ever that comes with us at 96. My God, I'd like all of you to be that well. Come traveling across the country, or Sister Love out there someplace. Sister Love, there. She'd never seen me, but I showed up in her apartment in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Say her hands up there, back there. She's up past her 70 years, too. But she was dying. They said she couldn't even travel on the airplane. They said, you have to travel at your own risk. They put a sign around her neck. But she said, I saw him, and I didn't even take time. There she stands there. She said, I did not take time to even get my hat,
because I knew my God was in Redwood Valley. And she said that I heard that there was no dying there, and I saw you, and though I'd never seen you with my natural eyes. She traveled by airplane. When I met her in the bed, I said, "You found a home." She's been on her feet ever since. Been on her feet ever since. I do not want to believe such stuff as that. Then just stay down where you are. Groveling around, giving old preachers your money. Wasting your time, waiting till you die. I don't know why some of you don't stay at home. You're waiting till you die to get to heaven. That's all a preacher could ever tell you. It says, stay around, wait till you die, and go to heaven. You can stay home and believe that. I'd stay home and believe that. No use to go to church to hear that. Who needs to be told? You'll hear me get up. I heard somebody on the radio just a while ago, just before I came in here. "It's appointed unto man 70 years, and he must die." Yes. And all are appointed to die. And the spirit will return to God who gave it. And I thought, well, what do we need some fool like that on the radio to tell us that? Anybody can look around and see death. But I'd come around where there's been somebody every time this year. 52 times they've died in my presence, and 52 times they've lived. So I'd get over there where somebody's living. Try it out. See if it don't work. Shift yourself, child. Shift yourself. See, you can be 30% God, 60%, or 100%. I'm transforming the natural to the spiritual. In other words, I am God, and I'm making the material things spiritual, and the spiritual things material. God is bringing the materialization of every good desire into outer expression. Your fondest imagination is taking place if you look upon God and know Him aright. Where you will no longer suppositionally discern that heaven is up there above the skies, but you will say along with me that heaven is here and all around you. The kingdom of heaven is within you, not up in the sky. The sky is nowhere and is everywhere where there is nothing. But you will say with your Redeemer that the heavens are now unfolded. The kingdom of heaven is within you. God Himself has come to build a new world. To build a new world. God, God. Try to see God aright, see what happens. Try to see him aright and see what happens. This has been a week. This is the week that was. Throughout the nation, voices have been commentating about us. They've been commendation has come and condemnation has come. But you know, it's beautiful to behold the principle. Every knock is a boost. And as Brother Fields once said, good that people are writing about us. Let's hope they continue to write about us. Just let us hope that they spell our name right. I had a call from Tallahassee, Florida this week saying, I heard that people given up, stopped breathing, no pulse, no heart. I heard something took place, and they're now walking again. Said, I'm coming this way to see what's going on. Another woman, precious little old white sister in Tennessee, said, I knew one day there'd come a day, there'd come an hour when those that were dead in Christ should live, when they would be quickened, whatever state we want to call it. They'd be quickened and brought back to a consciousness. She said, I've been looking forward to this day. And she said, I heard the good news. I heard 43 had such a release this year. Said, how do I get there?
How do I get there?
How do I go about finding such a people? I said, well, darling, you know the paper said we're mostly black. Said, I don't care if you're green, I'm on my way. They've tried everything this week. Been on television a dozen or 15 times, and they won't give the full testimony when they say, are you God? And I try to answer them what God means, that what I am, everybody is. I try to answer them. They cut out this and try to make it look bad. But you know, they, no matter what they have to say, they're not going to do anything but good for us, because it'll always help us in the end. We're going to fill up the spaces with people that love God, that love truth, that live the apostolic life, that believe in sharing. That's what's troubling people. They see too many of us getting together. They see that race doesn't have any meaning with us. They see there's no old or no young. They see we're living too long. Not only getting converts, but we got them sitting up there on the front rows cooking in our senior citizen homes like Sister Ever with her hand up, 95 years of age. They see that we're living too long. Now, for my loved ones, I'm going to tell you. You tell it everywhere. For my loved ones, they've been after the district attorney as a member of our church, because he said, I have seen what I have seen, and there's nothing I can do about it. I've seen 43 that were not breathing start breathing. And they tried to get his job this week. You don't know what we've been through. They've been doing everything. They've tried to take his job away because he said, I have seen with mine own eyes. And because of the oppressors that would hurt my loved ones, and you're the... Nobody gonna fight for you like I'll fight for you. Nobody gonna look after you like I look after you, because I've come in the name of Jesus, walking in the name of Jesus, talking in the name of Jesus, living in the name of Jesus. Anybody here that's got pencil in hand or little instruments of electronic devices to hear, now you get it real straight. I've come to look after my people like Jesus did. And for that reason, I've been a little careful this week. But I said, brothers, it won't do any good to be careful. You're going to get hurt anyway, but we're going to get together over it all. When you're wounded for his transgressions, the other fellow's true. When you're burdened down for your neighbor, when you become your neighbor's keeper, when you really suffer and bear one another's burdens, he said, we'll be healed. He said, when we take up our cross, we'll follow him. We haven't had enough crosses, but they're coming this week. We're on the headlines up and down the nation. Yes, brother, get it straight. Get it straight back there. Get your news straight. It makes no difference. Makes no difference. Makes no difference what they say. Just let them talk about us. Someone said that they're being raised by the marvelous work of God. They're being lifted up. Being lifted up in this beautiful name of Jesus. The beautiful name of Jesus is lifting them up. And she said, well, her minister said, it's the Antichrist. And I don't care what it is. If it's lifting me up, I'm going over and look and see what it is. Well, it's ridiculous to know, you know, that the Antichrist doesn't do anything but that which is against Christ. Anti means against. And we're all for Jesus, aren't we? We love the teachings of Jesus. We love the salvation of Jesus. We love the redemption of Jesus. We love the baptism of Jesus. So we are certainly not against Jesus. But didn't make any difference to that sister. She said, I'll tell you. She said, I'll tell you. When people are writing things, telling that people are getting healed, and the paralyzed are walking, and the blind are seeing, she said, I could care a little less what they're saying you are. I want to get over there and find out what's going on. Said, the preacher said, go over there and something bad will happen to you. She said, it's been happening bad to me here for 22 years, so I might have nothing else could happen worse. It's one. But I'm glad we have each other. When trials come, you know how much you need each other. You know how much you need the body of Christ. That's why I sing, Nobody Knows. I've never sung that publicly, but it kind of rang in my heart because I love you. My heart, my hide's thick. I don't mind what they do. as one TV commentator said, and on Channel 5, and different ones spoke, said, you're the most compelling person. You must believe what you say. You must believe. Tonight at 6:30 up in Northern California, they're going to hear a program. And one time the man come at me with something, and I said it so strong back to him that Assistant District Attorney Stone and Attorney Chaykin here and Sister Jones said he actually went back. Said he just fell back. He just fell back. If they think they're going to push us around, you can't push God around. God's in us, and you can't push God around. My only empathy for you is the problems you may have to endure, but count it all joy when these things come upon you. Count it blessed. They that live godly in Christ Jesus shall, didn't say maybe, but said shall suffer persecution. They'll say all manner of things falsely against you for his name's sake. Finally, the day will come, and we're living in such an hour that they will kill you thinking they do God a service. So if you haven't been getting it, you're not Christian. And when you start getting it, then you know you're close to the heart of God. You're living near the body of God when you're getting the persecutions that have been talked about, lo, these many years. So we'll sing to each other and be glad, no matter how much trouble we have, at the end we'll sing glory, hallelujah. Sing it again. Nobody knows. Body. Let you start, musicians. But I love it. Used to sing it when I was a child, when it was poor and cold, you know. Nobody knows. Nobody really cared. Till I looked and found out where God was. Then I found out somebody cared. And ever since then, all of us temples of the Holy Ghost have been getting together. And we're not going to be hungry anymore, are we? No. Nobody knows the trouble. Evening, I had the pleasure, rather the experience, to see an editor of a paper who had said bad things about one of our people. Not immoral things, just the truth about them, but distorted it so terribly. The truth that they had to tell the world that they had seen people brought back to life. And you'd think that people would be glad to know that someone had life. But a high official in our church in the government has been pressured all around town, because he will not deny what he's seen and what he's heard. The world wants us to say that mortality is in command. Unrighteous mammon wants us to declare that God is dead. Mortal affairs want us to think that what they had on the day of Pentecost is confined to those great historic events of yesteryear, are projected to some great never-never land that we've been looking for 100,000 years. But we declare, as scriptures declare, I am with you always. We declare that God is the same today, yesterday, and forever. We affirm that these things shall you do, and greater, saith Jesus, because I go to the Father. Greater things, well, he was a pretty great being. He loved without respect of race or creed.
He fed the hungry and clothed the naked. He took in the stranger and he went into the prison when someone was standing up for their rights, fighting for human beings. Went even all the way down into a hell one time, into a prison. But he said, these things shall you do and greater. We have seen those things. We have seen with our own eyes the last time we were here when the man fell with a stroke and no pulse, no heartbeat. We saw him get up and walk upon command. We saw the blind, seven of them in this very city just a service ago, healed as we walked down the aisle. We've seen the growths pass before our eyes. We've seen the crippled walk, the lame have leaped with a heart as a heart would leap, run across the brook with new life. What do you want us to do? Deny that? You might as well go drop dead because we're not going to deny it. How would anyone know that God lived with 2 out of 3 babies going to bed hungry? With Semitic people, Arab people killing Arab people, Jews and Arabs alike, with little Irish children killing and stoning each other in schoolyards. How would anyone know that God had ever lived if it wasn't that he moved and had his being today? When we see people in the world, because of their color, treated so badly, when we see them shot down like some common animal, when we see napalm dropping upon little babies across the seas, look and glare all you want to, because anyone would be stupid to believe unless he had God in his life. I'm speaking again for the benefit of those unrighteous ones who come in to spy out our liberty, those iniquitous ones who think they are smug, but God will take care of you in his own due time. I'm glad you, who could else could put us on the front page? We had front page coverage last week. Largest paper, you know, around the nation. Front page, prophet raises the dead. Didn't say prophet claims to raise the dead, because I didn't. Others said it, and it said prophet raises the dead. If we had taken out such advertisement, it would have cost us $10,000. You're the silly ones. You're playing into God's hands. You're doing just exactly what God wants you to do. God wants you to lift your moral voices. He wants to lift your carnal minds. He wants you to speak out of your carnal thoughts, and it'll only cause God to rise up. Every time you rise up against the Spirit will rise a little higher. Every time the serpent coils and rattles his little rattle, every time he lisps and spits out his sputum, every time he would try to declare his venom, the Spirit will rise up. The Spirit of righteousness will rise up, and it'll bruise the serpent's head. I'm so glad. We waited for such a day as this. We don't like suffering, but we've waited for such a day as this. Tomorrow morning I'm going to meet people with newspaper at 7 when I get, no, not tomorrow morning, Monday morning when I get home from the bus. Can we sleep here tonight, back there in the back room on the floor? Now they've equipped it for me, it's so beautiful. But we're going to sleep right here, and when we get up in this meeting tomorrow afternoon, after many have been healed and saved and converted, we're going to go on that bus all night, and we're going to meet a reporter with photographers at 7 o'clock. He said, is that too early for you? I said, there's never too early for me. Then about 8:30 comes another one from another city. You're going to hear about us, but I'm getting you ready. So we just be prepared. If you love God, you have to be willing to pay the price to love God. Know one thing, child. It's never going to come out the way you said it. Because those that have the power in any society couldn't admit that God, love, was the most important thing. Why then, who'd buy TVs? Who'd buy Cadillacs anymore when you find the Spirit of love and sharing? Who in the world would get involved with all that mess anymore? So they're not going to tell it just as it is. But in spite of the fact that in how many cities
according to Rousselot, one of your congressmen here who made the complaint, how many, 180 or three, no, it's more than that, 1,580 cities in America, there's only one newspaper. In spite of the fact that the press is controlled too much, in spite of the fact, every way they tell it, it'll come out to help the chosen ones of Israel. It'll come out to help. Enough has been said for that. We have really had an interesting time this week. We've been up night and day, been on television and radio and in every newspaper, up and down our way up there. Because it is news when people get up when they're supposed to be dead. That's news. Can't expect to keep it a secret. It's a kind of news the world wants to hear about. And 43 times people have been quickened and given this deliverance from the jaws of death in this year alone. You ought to know it's coming. You ought to know it's coming. They'll try to do everything they can to put it out because they don't like this. We do though, don't we? I'll tell you something else they don't like. They don't have the nerve to preach about that. They don't like peace in the land. They don't like for black and white people to get together and Indian people to get together and iron out their differences peacefully and be in one accord and one mind, one spirit as it was on the day of Pentecost. They don't like that. Because there's certain interest in this land, like every great nation, that would like to see a dictatorship established upon the people. And it is my confirmed opinion that they're trying to divide the classes and the races so that they'll war amongst themselves as a justification for establishing tighter and tighter rule so that the, what would we say, the rich rulers, the Illuminati, the international bankers, or whatever you want to call it, those that have the power, they'd like to control the things, and the best way they can control it is by getting us little people all divided against ourselves. What their real problem is. Now I'm going to get into this, and that's where I'm going to stay from now on. Some of my counselors have been very kind. Brother Shaken, who's been healed of cancer, he just cares for me and cares for the others. An attorney of law, he was healed of cancer. They'd like for him not to say that, and they won't print it. He's written every kind of newspaper. He wants them to know he's been healed of cancer. Diagnosed with cancer. Doctor said he's healed now. It's gone. It's gone from his body. But you know that not one of them going to print it. They've said he was an attorney. They've said he's Jewish. They've said this and that and the other thing, but they've never said that he was healed of cancer. No matter how many times he writes or who he talks to or what you say over the radio, they cut it out. I have actually given interviews till I was preaching in television rooms this week, and they would take one question and put it to another answer. I've had it happen to me just yesterday. So you wouldn't know what I was talking about unless you knew God. But something down inside the people that knows God caused them to lift up the phone 5 minutes later and says, "Where can I find you?" I thought I'd just prepare you down south way because it's moving north. The wind has been blowing north, so it'll be blowing south after a while, and I want you to be prepared. It's blowing east, and it's blowing over in Florida, it's blowing over in Tennessee, so it's bound to be blowing down here after a while. Now you get in your mind what they're after. We had it clearly said that there were riots established in San Jose. The mayor of the city said so. I mean, the chief of police of the city said so. Said there wasn't no riot here. That this riot was inspired so that the election could be won. And when he spoke it 2 months later, he lost his office as the chief of police. Adolf Hitler, when he wanted to take over Germany, he burned down his own parliament and had some riots. Said, "The people are divided. The people are in confusion. Elect me and we'll have law and order. We'll bring back order to the society." He did. He brought back order and he murdered 7 million Jews and a whole lot of other people. He burned them and gassed them and buried them alive. And that's what they're mad at me for. I'm getting the people together through the name of Jesus. 20 or 30 Jewish families in Redwood Valley alone, not to mention the Jewish members that are in the churches in the various extensions.
are coming together. And you see, they see Jews and Gentiles, black and white. They see all races and nations coming together as one people. And they don't like what they see, because that's working against them. They got to keep the people divided. Yes, get it down. Be sure you get it down back there. Now, you just be sure you get it down. Now, you're going to want to go a little, I'll go slower. You write it, because if you write this, you lose your job. They won't put this in print. You know they won't put it in print. They'll say how I dress or how I look or what kind of healing. They even manufactured a picture that I have never had. They're guilty of forgery. Fraudulent use of pictures. It's all right. I don't care what it comes. It'll make no difference to me. I'd enjoy whatever persecution. I've said I've seen pictures that did not exist. And somebody has used pictures fraudulently. They want to make us look like something other than what we are. It's beautiful. They try to, one of our precious sisters, Sister Bates, was dancing last week because 2 years ago she was laying in a hospital bed or thereabouts. And the accused said, hopping around, gyrating around, frenzied. Well, oh, that's all right, sure we're frenzied. When you're laying on a hospital bed and you're dying of cancer and heart disease and you get up and walk, you got a right to hop around. We're going to hop around all we please. They only print those little things. And then, did you ever notice the first article? The people up north can tell you. The first article said, mostly black. Mostly black. That's what they wanted to get at all the time. That particular meeting that they came to the first Sunday was about, in Redwood Valley, about 60%, 40%. Really. But mostly black. Very few white people. They want to be there, terribly afraid. They know that they know us poor folk are getting together, and they're afraid some of the poor white folk are going to wake up and get together. So they want to scare them out and say, mostly black. You're not allowed, if you don't know what's happening in America, surely you know that President Kennedy wasn't shot down by one man. Computer Automation magazine says he was, Republican Electronic magazine last May, a year ago, said at least 50 people, according to every statistical calculation, at least 50 people from the top to the bottom, from the lowliest law enforcement agency, all up to the top agency, was involved in the murder of your president. Surely you know that Sirhan was not alone. He didn't have a job when he killed Senator Kennedy here in this city, and $100 bills found on him. Surely you know that Bremer that shot down the gentleman from the governor from the South, and they found all kind of money, and he hadn't worked since January. Surely you know he wasn't alone. They're trying to divide the people. They're trying to kill whoever might unite a certain segment of the people. They'll even now and then kill somebody that doesn't look like he is a people man, just to confuse you. I didn't think I would preach at this stage. I want to know how to get to heaven. This is how to get to heaven. Do something about this hell that's on earth. That's how to get to heaven. Said Jesus was made obedient. He overcome through the things that he suffered. You think we're going to make it any other way? Revelation 3:12 says, to him that overcometh. That means the one that'll stand up. That means the one that'll cry aloud and spare not. That means the one that'll show the people the transgressions of the house of Jacob its sins. The one that'll speak aloud to the kings of their day. Jeremiah was a prophet. You want to be a prophet, then do like Jeremiah. He wrote a note. He wrote a letter to the king, the president of his day. Made the king so mad because it was so full of truth, and tore up that king and talked about that king. He opposed that king. The king cut it up with a penknife. Jeremiah ended up in a cistern. Throwed him in a well. Throwed him down an old well, and I suppose old Jeremiah, the old Jew, had been there still, but an old black man come along and pulled him out. What the good book says, down there in a cistern, nobody wanted him to speak. Nobody wanted him. Nobody was left to stand up for him. Why, honey, we got 2,000 folk in here going to stand up for each other. You come for one, you better be willing to come for all of us. I
I know some of you are not ready to clap yet because you don't know it, but I'll bet you my eye teeth, I suppose I have one. I never lost any yet. Same teeth I had when I come in here a few decades ago. And I'm a grandfather and soon be a great-grandfather. And I still have the eye teeth, I guess. I'll bet you my eye teeth, and I'm not a gambler nor a drinker. Coverage. One of our enemies that they use a preacher, often do. A preacher come in with his high collar. Said, oh, it's beautiful. All races together are so beautiful. Says, I'm thrilled with what I see. He went out and lied till he's about to lose his mind. That was on Sunday he did that. On Sunday. And Wednesday he acts so foolish that he looked like he was about to lose his mind, didn't he? And they caught it on TV. And he created libel. Now he's running scared. He got on there and gripped his face and run around with a hat in hand to our people for an offering. And they caught him right on the channel, caught him on the TV. The TV reporters caught him with his hat in hand trying to get an offering. He's hard up. He thought he was a good man on Sunday, but he was so crazy by Wednesday, he's taking an offering. Didn't have enough together to live, evidently. He's out there taking an offering. That's what he did. Didn't he do it? How many saw him on the TV taking an offering? Sunday, he thought he'd lie about the great principles of God. He thought he'd lie about the messenger of truth. He thought he'd lie about the body of Christ. He thought he'd lie about the Spirit that has come. But by Wednesday, he looked like a man of unsound mind. Then I got to follow him. The TV commentator let me come on right after him. Right after him. And everybody said, even business people, TV commentators, said, you showed who is right. Your spirit showed who is right. And he showed by his actions how wrong he was. Well, I was only saying this, as I said, to prepare you. Now go get your feet a little wet and enjoy your quiet while you have it, because you'll have enough to come your way probably in time. Oh, you'll come through beautifully. You might see yourself on television. Who knows? You know, I've never liked news. Never liked to be on the news. But I tell you, I'm getting so used to it, it's almost like drinking water. Because every place I turn, there's somebody wanting me to comment. And sooner or later, they'll slip up there. One of their tapes will slip in while they're doing it. Just like they tried to keep certain things healed about healing. But here's our sister sitting here who was paralyzed. And I came to her and spoke the word to her. And she was paralyzed by a stroke and started walking immediately. And been walking all those years since. They thought they'd keep her down. They thought they'd keep it down, you know. They'd play healing down. But somehow the camera got mixed up and just followed her placard all around. And her card said, I was paralyzed, and Jim Jones came and spoke the word to me, made me whole again. And they looked at that and said, all that went right down the TV for thousands and thousands to see. So they can't keep the truth from the people all the time. You can lie to most of the people much of the time, but you can't lie to all the people all the time. We're going to open that door. This is not the shooting stage, honey. They're trying to shoot us down with words. So we can have what? They wouldn't want to shoot me down right now. That'd show who's behind it. There's no danger of me being shot today. Mm-mm. They wouldn't shoot me today. Because that'd be an admission. They just want to try to talk us to death now. We're in that talking stage. But I hope that you really have enough determination to live for what you believe. Of course, I don't know, you folk don't have any choice. You got no choice. Your color's wrong. You can't sell out. There's no way for you to sell out. Look at history. The Jews couldn't sell out. They tried, some of them, but they couldn't sell out. Finally, Hitler got every one of them. And it may be people's temple today, but tomorrow, Baptist and Methodist, they'll be coming after you. And Salvation Army and Church of God, Nazarene, and all the rest of them. If you're going to live right, if you're going to speak your conscience, they're going to be coming after you. And if they don't come after you, You are a backslidden heifer in Israel. You've lost your first love. If nobody's bothering you, nobody knocking you, nobody... Not worth criticizing. Some lady met me back there in the vestibule a while ago when I was picking up some debris out on the steps. A little litter. We ought to keep this block litter-free. We ought to pick up every little piece of paper to show Christ in deeds and actions, not just words. She got to me and said, have you got the Holy Ghost? She didn't know who it was. I said, what you think? And she said, only you know. I said, not important what I know, it's what others say. I remember one said, not what I say I am, it's who do you say that I am. That's what counts. That's what counts in your neighborhood, not what you say you are, it's what somebody says you are that counts. She said, I know I've got it. I said, how you know it? She began to tell me different ways she knew she had it. Said, you getting any persecution? Whoa, no. She said, I'm blessed. Said, everything's going well. Said, everything's prospering for me. I said, you haven't got no Holy Ghost. You got a ghost, but it's not holy. You know this, that if you've got the Holy Ghost, you're going to get all this kind of stir that Paul got when he got thrown in prison, that Peter got. You're going to get all those things, Paul, hung upside down like the apostles. You're going to be stoned like Stephen. You're going to be persecuted like all the great Jeremiahs. And if you're not getting it, you haven't got no Holy Ghost. You got a ghost, but he ain't holy. If everybody's speaking well of you, you better go get baptized over again. You better go back to your first love. If everybody's smiling at you when you walk down the street, there's something wrong. I did not mean to preach so long. I've already talked ourselves out of an offering. The enemy is upon us. Come in like a flood anyway. We need our help more than we ever needed it before, because he come in the very moment he came when he saw us spread to Los Angeles. He didn't like this big building being in the hands of the body of Christ. Didn't like that at all. Didn't want the apostolic church to get over here on Hoosier and Alvarado. How do I know it? Because some people told me so. Said they're going to stop you. They want to keep you up there in the hills of Redwood Valley. They don't want you to come down to Los Angeles. I said, that's a very, very way to get me down here more often. So, I'll be back 2 weeks from this Saturday. And you keep fooling with me, and I'm going to be back here every weekend because you cannot keep me out. One reporter called me up and said, I feel badly. One editor was so drunk last night talking to Tim Stone and I, the assistant district attorney. He was so drunk, he couldn't even talk. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I said, you should be sorry. I'm not going to appease him. I'm not going to let his drinking drown his conscience. I said, you should be sorry. You have run people through the mill, even like Mother Letourneau, who just preached to you, who's been in the Assembly of God for 50 years, called up on a telephone and said, if you don't speak to me, I'll dirty your name all over the United States of America. Devils like that ought to have a bad conscience. I said, devils like that ought to have a bad conscience. So, well, I didn't mean it. I just work here. I said, well, how did you get to be the editor? How many bodies did you crawl over? How many people did you walk on? How much blood have you seen shed? I just want you to be satisfied. I said, I'll be satisfied when you do right. Said, can't we have some understanding? I said, no, when you do right, I'll have an understanding. When you retract all your lies, then I'll have an understanding. When you tell the truth, then I'll have an understanding. But for now, you're going to have to suffer in your own guilt because you're sinning and you know you are. You don't believe that he was drunk? You ask Tim Stone, the assistant district attorney of the county. He was so drunk, he didn't hardly know which end was up. That shows you, my child, the world doesn't have any peace. Those out there cutting up people, cutting down people, those that are hurting people, they may have a great big job and drive up to the office in a Cadillac like some of them do, but they don't have any peace. On Friday night, here at 8 o'clock, he was drunker than a hoot owl.
So you think you want to trade places with them? No, not for me and my house. I will serve God. As for me and my house, I will be a Pentecostal, apostolic, divine, equalitarian. I'm going to be one. As for me and the house of Jones, we shall follow holiness with all men and peace without which no man can see God. We've seen God and we're going to keep seeing God. We've heard God and we're going to keep hearing God. We don't want the reputations of the world. We don't want the esteem of the monies of the world. We just want to be free in our conscience. And I can go to bed at night. And I don't even have to have a bed at night. That's the beauty. I haven't been in a bed since sometime last week, before last Sunday. It's been before last Sunday since I've been in a bed. And it's a wonderful thing when your heart's right. You don't need a bed. When your heart's right, wherever you are, tis heaven there. Whether you're out of bed or in bed, tis heaven there. You don't have to have air conditioner, fine car, a new suit. I'm just wearing this suit coat today. It don't belong to me. It's about big enough for me and a quarter of another at least. I'm wearing it today because I want to be ready for that photographer with that picture back there that doesn't have a flash bulb. Now what, you know what the devil's going to say? The devil will probably say, this is wine. It won't make any difference. They'll wonder what kind of thing it is. Come over. It's grape juice. You know, I know what it is. I give it to you all the time to drink it. Cranberry, grape juice. The Holy Spirit's revealed to me things about the herbs and the leaves for the healing of the nation. That's the way they do, you know. They pick up a little thing here. Pick up a little thing there. It's beautiful. I'm glad for it. I'm really glad. If it hadn't been happening, I'd wonder what was going wrong. Now, as our hands are clasped, and shift yourself slightly. Shift your hips a little so you can relax, because I care about you. I know you've been here a long time. Somewhere in the shadows, you'll have to find Jesus. You won't find him anyplace else. He's the one who always cares and understands. Standing somewhere. Straight talk. When the Holy Ghost speaks in you, he'll give you straight talk. When it speaks in me, he'll give you straight talk. If you're not in the shadows, you're not under persecutions, you can't find him. So you mean to say, I don't know God, I'm having it easy? I mean that. If you're able to sit home at night, night after night, and watch TV in comfort, you don't know Jesus. Worth dying for a little bit of love. We've got missions up there in Redwood Valley for senior citizen homes to feed, clothe senior citizens, some of them that have been put out of decent surroundings. We have a children's home in which is filled overflowing with little waifs and babies that couldn't find their place under the sun. We have clothing distribution and food distribution. We've got counseling for people that are at the end of their wits, suicides coming to us. And they get healed. The lameless people that have come, now over 130 or 40 of them on drugs, hardline drugs. One young man just wrote me this Saturday, he'll be coming back Monday. He said, I'm sitting in a room high on drugs. He said, I don't know what's real from unreal. I don't know the TV from reality. He said, can you take me in?
And I've sent a message by Brother Stahl. Yes, there he stands there in the aisle. I said, take him in. I said, certainly we'll take him in and he'll get cured. And if you got time to sit in your room while we're adopting babies like myself, I've adopted 8 children and many in this room have legally adopted children. If you got time to sit comfortably and run in front of your TV and just read your Bible, sitting there patiently in your air-conditioned room, you don't know Jesus. Say, I got a Bible. I don't care what you got. You don't know Jesus. The letter kills, child. It's a spirit that makes alive. Say, I got plenty of time to get down on my knees and pray. You don't know Jesus. When you know Jesus, you won't have much time to get on your knees. You have to pray or run. You got a lot of time to find yourself on your knees. You don't know Jesus. But you have to pray. Every angle expressible. Take no thought for what you'll say in that hour. You won't have no time to get down and take any thought. You know what I'm talking about. God, if you don't know, you don't know Jesus. Some of you don't know how to pray as you ought. But the Spirit itself is going to have to make intercession in groanings and utterings. And utterances that you cannot express. You're not going to have time to pray. You got some time to give a long-winded prayer and say, oh, our Father, our lovely Father, how art thou and how am I? You don't know Jesus. These days of trial when the church is being bruised on every hand, when the winds of the apocalypse are upon us, when the four horsemen are loose in the land, you have no time to get down on your knees. You're going to have to learn to let the Spirit pray and take no time to take thought for what you'll say in that hour. They'll deliver you before the council and before the ungodly, before the unrighteous. And I hear some of you say, get on with the healings. I hear you, the man that's got the hand, your hand in the man from Galilee. I hear you say in your minds, oh, I've come to get healed. Why don't you shut up? Why don't you quit talking? I want you to heal. I couldn't heal anybody that's that selfish. If you don't want to hear what the Spirit has to say to the church, you're already lost. You cannot get any healing here. See, I want my body healed. Want my body healed. There's Reverend Jackson standing up back there. He's 88, nearly 89 years of age. His leg was broken, but he would see Jesus. And when I came to him, his leg was broken. Didn't think it'd get healed. I healed it the same day it was broken. There he's standing up on my right. But he didn't come to see me to heal him of his broken leg. He came that I might heal the nations. He came that I might change the minds of people. He came that I might put them on the right course. Some of you are coming here for a healing. You won't get healed because you don't know Jesus and you don't want to know Jesus and you don't want to pay the price to know Jesus. You don't want to sell out of the things of this world. Says, sell all that you have. Sell all that you have. You won't do it. You're wasting your time here. You got ulcers and cancers and heartache and arthritis. You've been trying to keep out of trouble and look what you're in. You got a whole lot of trouble trying to keep out of trouble. I've been without sleep and they've been running after me like wolves after some beautiful bird because the spirit in me is beautiful. They've been after me like wolves, but I had no time to roost this week. I've had no time to sit down to one meal. General Custer's greatest murderers, Christianity. And some of you still hold on to Christianity. I only use one word in Christianity, Christ, which Christos means revolutionary. It's an adapted word anyway. It actually is to Jesus Christos. Do you know who Jesus is? Jesus. That isn't the original name of God. That isn't the original Messiah. Yah is the name of God. That's an adopted name, Jesus. Zeus. It's the Greek god Zeus. Jesus is a terrible word. It's a heathen word. Laying you low now, aren't I, honey? It's like Christmas didn't happen December 25th. The shepherds were tending their flocks by night. Some of you preachers won't know whether you're catching or pitching when you leave tonight. While the shepherds tended their flocks by night, Jesus was born. And wasn't it December 25th? You freeze your posterior.
It'll fall off at December 25th. Catholic Church just said that Jesus was born at that time because there were so many people worshiping the sun god. Easter, there is no such thing as Easter. The word comes from the Esther, meaning the goddess Esther. It's a foreign thing to Christianity, another adopted institution. If Jesus rose on Easter, why is it at one time it's in March and then sometimes it's in April and it always is one week to another? Why we can't get any agreement about it? You know, a bunch of phony stuff we've been given. We black people and brown people, we lived in peace till these crazy Christians come along. They had peace in Africa, great kingdoms, and they come along, put us in chains by the King James religion, drug us over here by their Bibles, and murdered us, and throwed us off in chain loads, throwed us off when they would come after us, even other pirating ships to steal the slaves. Our governments that had thrown off the shackles of slavery, they'd throw off every human being they could in chains, and they'd go down the bottom of the sea. Christians! You better get ready to save yourself from this bunch of Christians. They're a murderous lot. And I know one thing, some of you have to be, it'll have to happen. There'll have to be a dark March 5th like there was in Germany. And Nixon's got the same power that Hitler had. He can declare martial law anytime he pleases. And he'll do it if he needs to. Before he sees McGovern take power, he'll do it. He don't even need to right now. I don't think he needs it. I think he's got all the power he needs right now in his hands. I think the black man's got the shaft. You can look at every inner city and see how it's built. Look at the black section in the Fillmore. Look at this tunnel that's been built recently. Perfect way to set a tank on the other side of the Fillmore. Set a tank and cordon that Fillmore section off and you couldn't move outside of it. Put barbed wire around 19th Street. They've built it just right, just right. Never look at every complex that they build now, these black tenement section. Look where how the entrance is. All built in facing each other. All these homes for Mexicans and for blacks, all these apartment complexes, they've got it fixed up just beautiful. They're already made. They'll just make a living concentration camp out of it. A living hell set up ready for us. And I told you what the radio said. Nobody did. They got nervous about it. Said that the barbed wire would be around every major freeway before 1975. KCBS, the big CBS network, said that 3 months ago. People just, well, that won't happen. One of our sisters said, I came by Oakland the other day and I saw barbed wire around some of the freeways. You'll see it one day. But I'd hoped that you and I wouldn't be here. Or if I am here, you're gone. I'd hope to have you someplace in peace. That's what a family does if it's got a good father. It takes care of its family. That's all we are anymore. Just one last tribe. Tribe of free people, a tribe of loyal people trying to look after each other. That's what this movement is. Sunday I may talk in terms about being God, as long as people talk about somebody in the sky who lets little babies who want to talk not be able to talk, or lets the most sweet, sensitive women have cancer and suffer like this sister in front of me, or lets those be crippled like one of my little children. I want something done about to see if we can get her legs straightened if she doesn't get a miracle. I do all the miracles I can, more miracles than anybody you ever saw. You never saw people cause cancer to be spit up like I do. You never saw the number of blind that's been healed by me, real healings. You never seen the number of cripples that start walking after that one healing on Saturday. 7 people walked. One woman said, I haven't been on my feet in 7 years. You never seen 40 people raised from the dead. I wouldn't let people be in a mess like this. I wouldn't let one of you suffer a minute. But I'm not the sky god, honey. I'm Jim Jones. And I only use the name of God because they use the sky god name all the time, praising Jesus and praising the Holy Ghost. Imagine praising some Holy Ghost, a ghost that's holy yet. Now that's something else. I didn't know any ghosts were holy, but we had Holy Ghosts. We'll use their words. The word I like the best is comforter, which means with strength. Spirit of bravery. I like to be called a comforter, but don't like to be called a Holy Ghost. But I'll use it when they're talking about some dumb Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost here and the Holy Ghost there. People living in misery all around our church there in Los Angeles. Poor people on drugs are mine gone. We're in a beautiful church. We got a beautiful church in Los Angeles. But people every block you take just in misery. Hell, misery all around you. And a sky god's supposed to have all power. Well, I don't want to meet him if he's got all power. If he couldn't make a universe that could stay in orbit And then I go back to the original statement. I want you to hear this in closing. Why did God make anything in the beginning? Why did God make anything? In the beginning, God was lonely. God was lonely. Now, if Jim Jones was lonely, and he looked out and saw all this racism and all of the guns, and the Irish killing Irish, and Arabs killing Arabs, and all the hate that's in the land, Jim Jones would stay lonely. I wouldn't make anybody any kind of a God that'd make people because he was lonely, and you've fallen for that crap all your years. You've listened to that crap, and you believe that crap, that God was lonely. And he made man because he was lonely. What kind of a God he was, I wouldn't want to meet him. I'd like to put one right between his eyes. I'd like to punch his nose till it sunk in his head. I'd like to meet that sky God. I'm telling you, I've got a number to square off with that character. Blacks, the most precious, forgiving, sensitive, more warmth, more laughter, more kindness in them. And the poorest jobs, our wage scale's half the white man's wage scale. The housing, we've got one-fourth the housing in every big city that the white man has. The nicest people on earth are black and brown, and they got the dirtiest shaft. That's a fine way the sky God has of paying them off. It's a fine way he pays them off. I like the way he pays off the Indians, their protected nature. I like the way he let them trust the white man. Now you know Jim Jones. You may not want to come back. Makes no difference whether you do or you don't, because it'll be just one less person I'll have to worry about. I'll still worry about you, though. That's the pity of it. I still will worry about you. All right, sweetheart, you think about it. There's no explanation you can make of the universe that makes any sense except in Jim Jones. There's no sensitive, loving, caring deity that makes any sense except as you see it in the face of someone that's sitting now before you who has healed the sick, who's taken you in when you were in prison. Like one sister there's back there three times was in prison. Third time I still fought for you, even though you didn't come back till the third time to say thank you. Still fought, still fight, still will fight. Nobody cares like this. And that's the only way you can know the Savior, and any kind of Savior you've ever known, you have to know it in the face of this one that's sitting here. You've only talked about Saviors. You've never seen them. And some of you are strangers, hard on you tonight because you don't understand this. You've not been in jail and seen me come and get you out. You've not had your home lost and me saved it like I have for homes like the Beams and other many homes in this house. You've not been in the hospital when the hospital bill, when you didn't have healing or faith for it, and I paid for the hospital bill or got you a doctor, the best surgeon, or the best dental surgeon. You've never been in that shoe, so you don't know how to identify with this. I just seem like some kind of a weird person. But when you go read that Bible, you'll see how weird it is. Then I won't look so weird when you read it. Because all you have to do is get that little yellow book, and I want our new guest tonight, anyone that's new, be given Deanna a yellow book to read it. And if they've got an honest mind, they'll see what I'm telling is the truth. All right. I've talked enough.